Good morning, everyone. And I think now I will show an example of what Henry Lin was talking about, the importance of solid structure in the inflow processes. So we try to explain how air, water, and solute transport can be explained by X-ray CT the parameters. So we know that the solid structure is important for the flow processes in the soil, and one tool to characterize the soil structure is the new visualization techniques as X-ray CT scans. But the problem that we have with the CT scans is that we have a compromise between the resolution and size of the sample. So if we have a higher resolution, a few microns, we need to use small samples that maybe they are not representative for some flow transport, especially if we talk about macro pore. So we wonder if using coarse resolution CT scanning, we can predict air, water, and solute transport. So we select a field in Istrup, Denmark. It's an agricultural field with a clay content from 6 to 14% and a gradient in organic carbon from 1.8 to 8.4. We collect 45 samples with a size of 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters in aluminium rings. Here I showed you the workflow of the experiments that we perform in these samples. So first we scan the samples in a X-ray in a medical scanner with a resolution of 0.4 by 0.4 by 0.6 millimeters. And after processing of the images, we can see the pores that they have a diameter larger than 1.0 millimeter. Then we calculate the air permeability, applying the measuring the flow of air when we apply a pressure of 5 centimeters in the top of the column. We make some tracer experiments, applying the tritium as tracer for 10 minutes and intensity of 10 millimeters, and we measure the concentration at the bottom. And for this, for the breakthrough course, we can estimate the 5% arrival time. That is the time that we need to recovery in the outflow the 5% of the total mass of the tracer applied. And finally, we measure the saturated hydraulic conductivity using the constant pressure head method. For the image analysis in the, from the CT scans, we can once we get the binary images, when we can represent the macro pores, the pores here are larger than 1.2 millimeters. We can calculate different parameters like tortuosity, the connectivity or other more parameters, but most of them in this case were highly correlated, so we choose to study here only the macroporosity, that is the volume of the macropores divided by the total volume of the soil. The good the advantage of the CT scan images is that we can see the how the macroporosity varies along the depth of the soil. So we can calculate, for example, the minimum macroporosity in the soil, like here in this. In addition, we calculate also the CT matrix, that is the density of the matrix of the soil. So here we can see the grayscale images that we we get from the X-ray CT scan, where the darker zones are the zones with a lower bulk density, and the lighter are the zones with a higher bulk density, with higher density. For each gray color in the scale, we can assign a numerical value that is we call the CT number, and it's measured in the Hounsfield units. So what we did is we did was make the average of all the CT numbers in the column, but excluding the pores and the stones. So in the results, I want to show you first how the organic carbon is distributed in the soil. So you can see that we have a spot with in the south west area with the high organic carbon up to 8.3, and this decreasing towards the north and the northeast. Regarding this, I want to show you three examples of the out of the 45 samples that we got. And for example, here the 35, this in the part where we have less organic carbon, we can see that we have a high CT matrix, is so high density, and we have a low macroporosity and also the limiting macroporosity. And when we go towards the high organic carbon content, we can see that decrease the CT matrix, and we have an increasing in macroporosity. Now, we have a look in the pressure curves, we can see that in the parts with higher CT matrix, we have we can find some preferential flow with the curves with the high peak and long tails. But in the areas with the lower CT matrix, we have almost we can say matrix flow. If we represent here the 5% arrival time versus the CT matrix, you can see that they are negative correlated. You can see also the three points, the three examples that I showed you before. And we can explain this with when we have lower values of CT matrix, the matrix of the soil is loose and allows the flow of water. While when we have higher values of CT matrix, we have a dense matrix and the water can only flow through the macropores. For the air permeability, you can see that it was following a positive relation with the macroporosity. So when we have more pores, we have more space to the air to move through the soil. And we can see that if we use the limiting macroporosity, so the minimum along the column, we can see that we can improve this relation. So we can say that the areas in the soil when we have a minimum macroporosity are the ones that they can limit the transport of air. We have the same picture for KSAT, for the hydraulic conductivity. But in this case, we can see that it's more scattered. So probably other pores smaller than 1.0 millimeters are also responsible of the flow of the water. And So we try to improve these correlations using multiple linear regression models, and we could see that for the 5% arrival time, we didn't have any improvement. Only we can use only the city matrix, but we got some improvement for air permeability using the city matrix and limiting macro porosity, and also for KSAT. And in conclusion, we can say that the CT matrix is a useful parameter to predict the solid transport at field scale, at least for this study. And the limiting macroporosity can improve the predictions of air permeability and hydraulic conductivity. And what is next? We think that if we have better resolution, we will have another pores that they are responsible of transport. We can get better models. And the idea is to try to use statistical models that avoid the multicollinearity issues, so we can use more information from the CT scanning. And now we have a larger database that around 100 samples. They were performed the same way that the samples that I show here, so we will try to improve this.
Thank you. Thank you. We have time for a couple of questions.
Yeah, we have an initial condition of minus 20 centimeters on the middle of the column, so it's 10 centimeters at the bottom. And then it's a free drainage, and then there's 10 millimeters of.
Sorry?
I think it will change, but in this case we have always the same size. So of course we cannot extrapolate this probably to other lengths. I think it's this, but
one more. Last question.
Yeah, we measure that, but as I said, the problem that we have here is that they were very highly correlated between them, so we cannot get more information for that parameters, at least using the simple correlations. But also because these soils, they were plowed 8 months before we collect. And probably we still have some connections between pores that later will be less and will be more vertical. We expect they will be like that.
Okay, thank you. I think we need to move on to our next speaker. So I've cut you off. Thank you.